Black hole hyperaccretion in collapses. 3. GRB timescale, by Yun Fengwei et al. Gamma ray bursts, GRBs, are classified into long and short populations, i.e., LGRBs and SGRBs, based on the observed bimodal distribution of duration T90. Multimsinger observations indicated that most SGRBs and LGRBs should be powered by ultra-relativistic jets launched from black hole BH hyperaccretion in compact object mergers and massive collapses, respectively. However, the duration criterion sometimes cannot correctly reflect the physical origin of a particular GRB. In the collapse scenario, a GRB can be observed when the jet breaks out from the envelope and circumstellar medium successfully. The observed GRB duration reflects only the time that the engine operates after the jet breaks out. This work studies the propagation of jets driven by the neutrino annihilation or Blandford's eject mechanism in massive collapses. The signatures of the progenitors for producing LGRBs, SGRBs, and failed GRBs in the collapse scenario are exhibited. The competition between the mass supply onto the BH hyperaccretion and jet propagation into the envelope are definitely dependent on the density profiles of the collapses. We show that duration and isotropic energy E gamma, ISO of GRBs can help constrain the density profiles of collapses. Finally, we propose that a collapsar origin SGRB, GRB200826A, might originate from a neutrino annihilation-dominated jet launched by a approximately 10-M-Soon collapsar whose progenitor's envelope has been stripped. This was Black Hole Hyperaccretion in Collapses. 3. GRB Timescale, by Yun Fengwei et al.